Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
With you on what's going to be a great sports day here in St. Louis, taking my daughter to the IndyCar race tonight, Worldwide Technology Raceway, Bomarito Automotive Group 500. It is race day, and we will be there today. My wife and my oldest daughter are headed to Miami of Ohio for some college orientation, a little freshman orientation. So we all got to visit this morning. Audrey and I are hitting the IndyCar race. Great day with her yesterday. At the Challenger Baseball event at Tillis Park. What a job they do. My goodness. Over 30 years now of people with disabilities giving them the opportunity to play baseball. And I was asked if I would fill in and be a coach of one of the teams. So I did. And, man, we were good. I mean, Jacob leading off and Waldy, our second baseman, batting second. Christopher was our number three hitter. Logan, our cleanup hitter, was big time. Logan crushed one out to left. Only had one at bat. Logan had, he's a popular guy. He had to be somewhere else, so we had to make an adjustment in the lineup. We moved Jason up in the lineup. Riley batted sixth in the original order, and Daniel wrapped it up as our number seven hitter. We were tough. We were tough. We had fun. What a great group of people. Thank you to Challenger Baseball for bringing me in as a coach. It was an absolute pleasure. And Audrey, my daughter, was our catcher. So they needed a catcher. She's a softball player, so she came in and caught. I think that was pretty cool. And we had a good time volunteering at the Challenger Baseball event yesterday. Speaking of catchers, a former catcher sparked the Cardinals yesterday. I love this guy. Wilson Contreras is a spark plug, as you know. He's a fireball. He is all those things wrapped into one. He does a lot for this club. He's now their first baseman. And yesterday, the Cardinals were involved in a little bit of a dust-up, I would say. Now, they weren't. There was no benches clearing situation. It's not like they were, going after each other and ready to fight. But there was a lot of jawing going on out there, let's say. A lot of jawing going on out there. A bit of a heated win. And I'm very curious to see this rivalry develop and what happens today. And also, in an interesting twist, and the first I saw to bring this up was John Denton, in that both the Cardinals and Brewers are going to be at the same hotel in Chicago starting tonight. Because the Brewers are playing the Cubs and the Cardinals are going to play the White Sox. But here's what's happened. Contreras, in the third inning, was backed up at first base. He backed up at first base, and he collided with Caleb Durbin, the rookie for the Brewers. And the Brewers were hollering. They were upset. Contreras said he wasn't trying to do anything to get Durbin hurt. He said he was running inside the line. I stayed where I was. I have the right to stand on the bag, and collided with Durbin. Then he was kind of talking into the Milwaukee dugout as obviously they were chirping at him. Well, I saw a little bit later Jose Quintana throw a pitch inside to Alec Burleson. And while that's not Wilson Contreras, to me it looked very intentional. Not only the pitch itself, but looking at Quintana's reaction to it, where he just kind of stood there and was staring and blinking, I thought, oh, okay. He was trying to pay back and get Burley. Well, he didn't get Burley, but he got Contreras. He plunks Contreras intentionally. Ollie's shouting over at Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager. The Cardinals, obviously. Contreras takes the ball. He knew what was going to happen. Contreras takes the ball, walks it over to Quintana and hands it to him, and then goes to first, which is kind of a cool move. Then they walk Nolan Arenado, and Pat Murphy holds up one finger, letting Quintana know he still wants him in there, wants him to face one more batter, and that batter is Nolan Gorman, the left-handed hitter against the lefty Quintana, and this is what happened in Milwaukee.
The pitch. A swing, and there's a high fly ball. Center field, hit deep. It might go. It's a goner for Gorman. A three-run homer, and the Cardinals punch back. They lead 7-1 in the fifth inning.
They punch back, all right. John Rudy with a great call on KMOX, reminiscent of Mike Shannon's call of Albert Pujols when he got knocked down by Kerry Wood and then hit a home run to center field. Same situation in my book. Take a little whiff of that, big boy, as Gorman hits a home run. First home run off a lefty in a year for Nolan Gorman, and he crushes it off Quintana, and the Cardinals take a 7-1 lead, and they won it by a final of 8-5. One concern here, and it has been an ongoing thing, the Cardinals starting pitching has been shaky at best. And yesterday, even in that win, an 8-5 win, it was a really good one, but Andre Pallante only went 4 1/3 in that ball game, and it was the Cardinals bullpen that had to clean it up. Pallante allowed only 4 hits and walked only 2. But he allowed 3 runs, 4 of them in total, 3 earned, struck out 7 in the game, and the Cardinals had to lean on their bullpen to finish it out, and they did. Leahy an inning and 2/3, Romero 2/3, Maton an inning and 1/3, and then Helsley pitched the 9th inning. So the Cardinals get a lot of work out of their bullpen, 4 2/3 innings worth, and they win the game 8-5. But that leaves it to Michaelis, who's going to have to deliver and go deep into the game today, or deeper than Pallante did, and as Michaelis sometimes does. Michaelis is a very good pitcher, though. Cardinals need him today to get this thing on the right foundation. If the Cardinals' rotation doesn't work, the team is not going to do well. I mean, it is the foundation of the team. They don't have enough firepower and enough overall talent to overcome weak starting pitching. So they're going to have good starting pitching. They have an elite defense. They have an offense that's up and down. They have a bullpen that's getting better and better. They've got to rest that bullpen and got to get the starters going deep. That's the only concern. Otherwise, I think it's a fun team that broke a 6-game losing skid, and hopefully they never look back. The division's tight after the Cubs. Cubs have a 5.5-game lead on the Brewers. Cardinals are 6 back. Reds are 7 back. Reds beat the Tigers 11-1 yesterday. Cubs beat the Pirates 2-1. Reds can take the series if they knock off the Tigers today. That game will be going here in about an hour. We'll keep an eye on it. Cubs and Cardinals won't play each other until June 23rd. You want to close a little tighter there so you can make some headway when the Cubs come to town to Busch Stadium for those 4 games. Exciting time for sure. Also up at Energizer Park, just up the road, this happened on Y98.
Berkey bullets it forward. Header by Bob Gordon. That's all close. Oh, I don't believe it. Hits it into the upper 90 across the baseline goal to tie it 3-3. Stop his time. Second half. The throw it hits on the field at Energizer Park. The first hat trick in team history.
Joey Zanaboni with the call on Y98 FM. Now, if you told me that Klaus would have a hat trick, I'd tell you City wins the game against the LA Galaxy. That was not the case. That ended in a 3-3 draw. But nevertheless, history made by Klaus, first hat trick in City history. This is their third season, and a season that I think is really important for them to do well, and they are not in the standings right now. You look at the table in the Western Conference, City and Galaxy are the bottom two teams. But City and the Galaxy end up in a 3-3 draw, each getting a point. We'll talk to Lutz Fansteel about it on the way at 11:15. IndyCar, I mentioned. We also will discuss hockey today. And we have a big interview with Dan Reardon, our senior golf editor, live next to discuss the U.S. Open at Oakmont right here on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. The U.S. Open taking place at Oakmont. Dan Reardon, our KMOX senior golf editor, is with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom.
If I were to say the leader at the U.S. Open thus far, I would say that would be Oakmont. It has hurt the field in many ways, although there is still time to catch the leader right now, Sam Burns.
Tom, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we've been doing the Sunday morning leaders at majors for quite a few years. And what's different about this is Oakmont. You know, there's 156 players who played in this tournament. I think if you ask all 156 the same question, what's a harder course you've ever played? I don't think one of them could give you an answer to that question. This is harder than Shinnecock, where Koepka won at one over par. This is harder than Wingfoot, where Bryson DeChambeau won at 5 under par. This is harder than 2016, when Dustin Johnson won. To put this course in its perspective, you and I were on the air together as Angel Cabrera came down the stretch and won in 2007 at Oakmont. What you may not remember is Cabrera finished at 5 over par to win that championship, and the player he beat shooting 5 over par was Tiger Woods. There is no course like Oakmont when it's played for a major championship.
Especially after rain like it had yesterday. What makes it so difficult, Dan? Is it the rough? Is that rough that you just have to stay in the fairway?
Well, I'll give you two answers to the question. The first one is it punishes you in every phase of the game. If you make a mistake off the tee, it will punish you severely. If you make a mistake into the greens, it will punish you severely. If you put it in a bunker, it will likely punish you severely. And if you get on the greens and make any misjudgment on speed, it will punish you again. And the other thing I will point out to you, Tom, the difference between success and failure for the leaders today or anybody on this golf course can come down to as much as 1 inch. If you miss a green and it rolls off into the edge of that rough and into the long rough, that 1 inch could cost you an additional stroke. So that's the task that these leaders face today. That's the task the entire field faces today. And that's why this is so different than talking about Scheffler at the PGA or Rory at the Masters. You can't say, well, if he just goes out and shoots par today, you know, if that's what Sam Burns does, he'll win this Open Championship. There's no guarantee that Sam Burns will be even leading this championship after 9 holes, or he could be maybe 2 shots better than he is currently. But you're going to hang on for dear life. You're not going to go, you know, people back up on the final day at a major, and the leaders tend to back up on the final day of a major. Today, I look, there's 2 players right now on the course that are 1 under par for the round. The rest of the field is over par.
And among them, Rory McIlroy, who is on the course right now, playing number 9. He is 2 under for the day, but +8 for the tournament. Bryson DeChambeau didn't even make the cut. Xander Schauffele is even today through a 1 hole. He's +7. Dan, it's really something. John Rahm's even. He's +7. As you mentioned, some of the best players in the world. You look at the world golf rankings. Scottie Scheffler is +4 as he gets his round started at noon today. But let's go back to McIlroy. Before we talk about the leaders again, what do you make of McIlroy evading the media? I don't think there's any other word to use there, although he did talk to them after the round yesterday and kind of explained his stance. Like, hey, it's not in the rules for me to talk to you, so I don't need to talk to you, and I've earned that right. How is that being taken, do you think, by your fellow colleagues?
Oh, not well at all. Absolutely not well at all. And he'll get hammered for that, and he deserves to be hammered for that. Rory is, it's sort of interesting. Rory has been front and center so often in the last couple of years. Particularly, he took the brunt of the questions as LIV conversations were taking place. Rory got burned at the PGA when they leaked the information that his driver no longer qualified to be played. And he wasn't cheating. That was, there were other players in that same circumstance. But they leaked his name. And I think that burned him in a way that he felt was unfair. I know he felt it was unfair because he expressed as much about it. Now, shutting the media down is not going to solve this problem. Pouting about this is not going to solve this problem. And I think, you know, he sort of threw the challenge at them yesterday when he said afterwards, you know, I'm not required to talk to you. And that's my choice. And he's right about that. But he may be forcing the issue as far as the entire PGA Tour is concerned. They are going to have to mandate that players not duck the media. You know, in other sports, my understanding is in Major League Baseball, they bring players in for you to talk to, but you no longer have access to the clubhouse after the game, access to all the players. And we've seen that in other sports. Golf has been a little more generous in terms of their time. You know, I saw Scheffler after shooting even par. He's sitting well out of the lead of the championship, and he was on with NBC, and he was just delightful. He was laughing. He was very conversational. He had played with his young child and his wife. That's who Rory can be, and I just think he needs to find his way back to that point.
I hear that, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to media, I understand that it's changing, and I heard someone make the point today on PGA Tour radio that, you know, media is changing. So Bryson DeChambeau, for example, could shoot a video after his round, and that's the media access that people get. No, that's not the same. You can't sit there and control the message yourself and not answer questions. I mean, that's the whole point of having a media contingent there, and that's what journalism is. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting, Dan, to see how it all turns. Back to Scheffler. Scheffler, 4 over today. He's the only one in the field, Dan, maybe Victor Hovland, but Hovland's a little closer, 3 shots back, that could make a magical last-second run if the others come back to par. Would you agree with that, even though he's seemingly too far back to do so, 8 back?
Yeah, it's very similar to what we talked about on Sunday at Augusta, where I thought Scheffler had not played well for 3 days and still had that kind of firepower that if he found that ignition switch and got it started, he could do that. You know, I go back to the point about the golf course. Why is this golf course so difficult? Really, it boils down to, I think it exposes the PGA Tour players as players that build their careers and their performance around the driver. And so this is not a PGA Tour event. This is a 7,300-yard course, not a 7,600-yard course. And whether it's Scheffler or DeChambeau, whatever it might be, so many players in today's game rely on the driver to establish the foundation for whatever else they do in the round. And this course doesn't care whether you hit every fairway, as J.J. Spahn has been doing, or you miss quite a few fairways, as Sam Burns. It doesn't care. You know, I'll draw an analogy to you, Tom. We're close to the end of the NBA Finals. Would the same teams be in the NBA Finals if they didn't have a three-point line? Because a three-point line defines professional basketball. The driver defines professional tour golf today. And this course has taken that driver out of their hands to a certain extent, and they have to find a way to win without it.
That's such a great point. I mean, for somebody like Rory McIlroy, who hits bombs and has literally won tournaments with his driver and just hitting wedges in from there, you can see why he's frustrated and why any of the big bombers are frustrated. Dan, going back to the top here, what I do like is that I'm learning about J.J. Spahn. I'm learning about Sam Burns. Look, I'm a big golf fan, as you know, and I've covered the game, but I don't watch every tournament. I've got other things that I have to cover and have to do. I watch the majors, but I don't watch every tournament, so this is my opportunity. I like when there are unknown names on the leaderboard. I know that the networks and some casual fans might not love it, but I do.
And you know, Tom, you know, because I spend more time, because this is the only sport that I really intend to follow, I can tell you that I was aware of J.J. Spahn mostly because of how well he played at the Players' Championship and how unfortunate that odd 17th hole in the playoff cost him a chance to beat Rory in the Players' Championship. I've been familiar with Sam Burns because he was touted as one of the really great additions to the Ryder Cup team, and he was a very big disappointment in Italy. And certainly I'm aware of Adam Scott, and what I hope is not true today for Adam, that has been true. Adam has played very well in the last year or so until he got to the back nine on Sunday, and then he started to give strokes back. And so I've been, and then Victor Hovland, I'm aware of Victor Hovland because he shot 80 to dust out of the Memorial tournament, and then came back a week or two later and won a tournament. So, I follow these guys, but you're right, Tom. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing personalities that we don't get a chance to see as often as we'd like to. And I think part of that is the signature events, which really spend all their time and energy on the elite fields.
Victor Hovland, one of the great ball strikers in the world. He is three shots off the lead. Burns, four under. Scott, who is a major champion, the only one in the top 10, three under, along with Spahn. Hovland, one under. And then everyone else is even or worse. Ortiz, even par. Hatton, I like him a lot. One over. Lawrence, one over. And the rest of the top 10. Neergaard, Peterson, two over. McIntyre, Young, tied at three over. Everybody else tied for 11th, including Scottie Scheffler. Dan, what a treat to be able to chat with you. As always, it is golf's third major of the season. It is the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Enjoy that final round.
And Tom, one quick note. The four guys at the top of the leaderboard all fade the ball, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I think accuracy is rewarded when you fade the ball.
That's a really good point that I'm trying to do in my own game, but I don't play enough to even come close. Dan, appreciate you. Have a great day.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
That is Dan Reardon, KMOX's senior golf editor. Happy Father's Day to everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk a little hockey. It's the head coach at Lindenwood, brand new coach. He's going to be introduced tomorrow, but he will make his first comments here today, and that is Keith Fisher. Back in a moment on KMOX.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
10:34 on Sports on a Sunday morning. Well, recently, Lindenwood University on Monday announced the hiring of Keith Fisher as the next head coach of the men's hockey program. Fisher arrives in St. Charles after spending 13 seasons on the staff at Penn State, and he arrives on the airwaves of KMOX right now. You're going to be introduced tomorrow, so I appreciate you taking a little advanced.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time with us on KMOX. How are you?
The St. Charles, St. Louis area late last night, and going to do a little house hunting today, and looking forward to the announcement tomorrow at Centene Center.
You're a Minnesota native. What do you know about St. Louis as a hockey town?
Well, it's funny. I've always been a Blues fan because I was a huge Brett Hull fan. He played at Minnesota Duluth in college, and that was my team growing up, so I always followed the Blues, and I always had Blues posters in my bedroom as a Brett Hull fan. So secretly, I always been a St. Louis Blues fan, and I know St. Louis is a great hockey market. I've, you know, in my time with the Omaha Lancers, Princeton, and Penn State, we've always had St. Louis players on it. This is a great hockey town, a great hockey market, and really excited to get going.
And you were just here at the Frozen Four, so you got a view close up of fans right on top of you. That I was there with my daughter. That was an incredible weekend at Enterprise Center.
It was a great experience to be a part of. I wish we could have stayed a couple days longer. You know, that just shows the passion and enthusiasm that the fans of St. Louis have, you know, not only for the Blues, but hockey in general. And hopefully we can take that passion and keep growing Lindenwood hockey.
The 2020 Terry Flanagan Award winner, Keith Fisher, honored as the nation's top assistant, as well as your career body of work. You have coached 3 Big Ten Players of the Year, 2 coming on the defensive side, 12 all-conference performers, a pair of All-Americans, 3 NHL players while at Penn State. It's been a great run at Penn State, Keith. What drew you to Lindenwood?
Well, I think kind of the situation I got into at Penn State, it's building a program from scratch. We went from ACHA to the NCAA Division I into the Big Ten. We're in that same transition here at Lindenwood, you know, and it's an exciting time to be a part of the program, just with their whole athletic department moving up from Division II to Division I, and to help build a program and to put your stamp on a program. And I hope to build this up. Like we built up the program at Penn State, where I consider Penn State, you know, a top 10, top 15 program in the country right now.
Lindenwood with some big wins recently, within the last year, knocking off Wisconsin, the likes of some of the better ones, Keith.
Yeah, I, you know what, I give the last staff a lot of credit. I think they did a great job kind of developing the culture and bringing the guys together, and they had some big wins. You know, and I think they did a great job recruiting and leaving us here with a lot of great players. So a lot of credit goes to them, but we're still in that building stages. And, you know, they had 8 wins last year, and it's my goal to take it up, you know, keep building on that, and hopefully we're playing in NCAA tournaments. You know, I can't give you a timetable on that, but that's our goal, is to keep building this program and, you know, go from 8 to 10 to 12, 14, 16, you know, however increments we go. But we want to keep building this thing, and we have everything here at Lindenwood to do that.
Keith Fisher is the new head coach at Lindenwood University. My daughter is going to Miami of Ohio in the fall. I see Lindenwood on her schedule. She's going to go to all the games. Whether it's in Oxford, she may have to travel to go see the Red Hawks as well. That should be fun. Just tell us about, you from your perspective, college hockey, why it has been so attractive to so many through the years.
Well, I look at our developmental model for the NHL. You know, previously guys had 2 options: to go to the Canadian Hockey League, where they have to sign when they're 15 years old, or choose to play college. And more guys are choosing to play college. And you just look at the developmental model in college hockey, where you can practice all week, you work out all week, you're putting on muscle, you're putting on weight, and guys are stepping in right in the National Hockey League and making a big-time impact. You know, now with the recent rule changes in NCAA making the CHL players available, There's going to be a big influx in talent across, college hockey. And I think that's going to bring up the whole level of college hockey. You're going to have a big-time product, and this is going to be a big-time stepping stone for players to play college hockey, get an unbelievable degree, and they can still chase their dreams of playing in the National Hockey League. So it's a win-win overall. But I just think the developmental model, I think the college life, fits a lot of people. And we can see the impact that guys are making from college hockey into the NHL now.
Hey, look at Jimmy Snuggerud. He just walks right into the Blues in a playoff race. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't surprise me after playing against him for 3 years. he's a big-time player, and you're going to see more and more of that. Guys stepping right from college hockey right into National Hockey League lineups, whether it's the playoffs or regular season, and making a big-time impact. And I think Jimmy's going to be a big-time player for the Blues. I mean, I'm lucky I don't have to coach against him anymore because he scored a lot of goals against us at Penn State.
Now you get to go see him. On your off days, you might be able to go watch a little Blues hockey downtown. That's got to be appealing, being in a hockey-centric city. You mentioned this in the beginning, that you've seen a lot of St. Louis players through the years, but it really has grown, hasn't it, Keith? I mean, this is a hotbed right now for young players.
I mean, it is, and I take my experience all the way back. I was with the Omaha Lancers, and right away we had Jan Stasny on my first year team there, and then we had Paul Stasny and Jeff Lovecchio, our big names here, and that's almost, 24 years ago. So I go back that far, but then you look at the draft class when we had, the five first rounders. It's grown incredibly here. But a lot of that you look at is like a lot of the Blues alumni have stayed here throughout the years, and that's what makes it so appealing. So, if those guys are staying in this area, it's a great place to live and raise kids. And but those guys have gotten involved and done a great job with the youth hockey around here. And I think that's part of the reason that it's grown, that they've given back. They've done a great job coaching. I know Jeff Brown has coached at many different levels, and a lot of the Blues have. So I think that's a big part of it. It is a big-time hockey market. You look at two pro sports teams here are the Blues and the Cardinals. You don't have the NFL. You don't have the NBA. And that's what makes it so appealing. And, those are two big-time, ultra-successful franchises in their respective sports.
And once you win a cup, like we did here in St. Louis, at least I'm speaking for myself, I guess, having grown up here and grew up a Blues fan, is I pay even more attention now to the Stanley Cup final than I ever did. Knowing what it takes to see my team win it and what it's like to win it, I'm always fascinated. And our final thing here, your breakdown of what's going on there. I was asked this morning, can Edmonton force a game 7 against Florida? I said, well, sure, they can. I mean, two very, very exciting teams. Florida looks like the better team to me, but Edmonton is incredibly explosive.
I mean, Edmonton has the two best players in the series with Dreisaitl and McDavid. I mean, you can't take that away from them. I just look at the depth and structure of Florida, and they've been there. But you talk about it's a grind. I mean, this is the 30th in a row that they play in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, that's really limiting your summers. And, it is a grind. And, Florida goes four lines deep, which I think is huge. I know last night McDavid had over 25 minutes on the ice, and that takes a toll on your body. And they're in back-to-back finals years as well. But it's been an exciting final, and could Edmonton come back? For sure. When they were down 3-0 last year, I thought, okay, this is over, and they forced the game 7. So, when you have two of the best players in the world on the same team, anything can happen. But, man, does Florida look good right now?
They sure do. What a series it has been. Really excited for you. Great to have you part of our sports community, and good luck to the Lions and everything with the men's ice hockey program there. Head coach Keith Fisher, he'll be introduced tomorrow in a press conference on campus and has joined us on KMOX this morning. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great, great stuff. Hockey town, no doubt about it. Lindenwood is really climbing right now in college hockey. So is Maryville, by the way. They're putting some resources into Maryville. quite a bit. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll head out to Worldwide Technology Raceway. General Manager Chris Blair putting the finishing touches on that track before the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 tonight. We get out there next on KMOX.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Let's head out to Worldwide Technology Raceway, the site of tonight's Bomarito Automotive Group 500, but plenty of activity between now and then. Good morning, Chris Blair, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. How are you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day, Tom. I'm happy that I can finally say that. No rain, and it looks great. It's been a perfect morning so far.
That's outstanding. How did yesterday go? Will Power wins the poll for the race tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, yesterday it was a jigsaw puzzle real early with us changing the schedule about 10 times over to work around the rain. But once we got cars on track, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah, there was a lot of drama. It came down to those final few cars before we saw it. And Will goes out. He gets the pole. Will gets the pole. That was the 700th pole for Penske Racing, which that was pretty incredible. Knocks his teammate out of the way. And he's won here before, runs good here. I think it's going to make it for an exciting race to see what Will can pull off.
And his Team Penske teammate, Scott McLaughlin, is second on the list. Will Power and Scott McLaughlin showing off a little bit yesterday. Right there is Pato O'Ward. He always seems to be at your track. He is in his third top three start of the season. David Malukas, the A.J. Foyt Racing driver, is fourth. And Joseph Newgarden, this is his season best fifth. We all know what he's done. Five races he has won at Worldwide Technology Raceway, but hasn't won yet this year. I'm curious how he's doing. I'm sure you've spoken with him.
And he doesn't really seem too pumped up and happy like you normally see with Joseph. He's pretty focused. He knows he's got to win this race to turn his season around. So that's going to be interesting to see how he handles this pressure, because if he doesn't have a good race, you can pretty much count him out. But I tell you who really is impressing me, and he's been doing it more and more lately, is Malukas. And I think he's due. There's a lot of people that have him on the radar to see him possibly move up to the another team very, very, very soon. He's a talented driver. He's doing a lot, accomplishing a lot, and it'd be amazing to see an A.J. Foyt team winning here in St. Louis.
I think another star to watch today is Alex Palou. I mean, he wins the Indy 500. He finally wins on an oval. You have an oval, sort of. I mean, it's an interesting shape of track, and I think it'll be a challenge. It is for everybody. For Palou, we'll see if he can pull it off.
Yeah, well, he's a road course and street racing specialist, and you know, his experience at Indy, you know, long straightaways and very consistent corners. You know, here, no two turns are the same. We got that real long straightaway. You got to do some downshifting going into one and two. There's just a whole lot of challenges. This is really a champion's track. And, you know, Palou, he's got three championships, but he hasn't been able to pull it off on what they would call a short oval. So this is his opportunity to really firmly establish himself as one of the all-around greats. And it'd be incredible to see him be able to pull that off, coming in here riding such a wave of momentum after the Indianapolis 500. But I just saw him a few minutes ago. He was down in the camper area with his kids and stuff. He's relaxed and smiling. I think he's going to be in good shape getting ready for the race today.
That's good to hear. This is Chris Blair, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Let's talk about what's happening today. I'll be over at the track a little bit later, bringing my daughter Audrey, a little Father's Day experience for us. And I think a lot of people are going to do the same, Chris. It's very family friendly, and there's a lot to see, hear, eat, drink, all wrapped into one.
Yeah, and it kicks off. We've got a church service that'll be taking place out in our campground at 12:30. We've got a band playing for that. That's going to be fun. Then, you know, the action moves over onto the midway. We've got the new Father's Day zone that we've put together. It's a kids zone with some Father's Day aspects to it. That's going to be really cool. I think the kids are going to love it. We've got Sponge and Soul Asylum playing on the main stage there on the midway. The vintage cars, we've got car show guys rolling in, and then, of course, the racing. And then, you know, tonight when the race is over, we've got an amazing fireworks show set to music that's going to be firing off as soon as the checkered flag drops. Thanks to the folks at Discover Downstate Illinois Tourism. They're sponsoring that fireworks show to officially kick off the Route 66 celebration, and then a post-race concert with Chase Wright. So it is a full day with something for everybody. It's going to be – we want to create more than just a race. We want to create a festival that makes memories, and we're on track for that today.
Isn't it true that Chase Wright was going to just do the national anthem and then decided that he would do that to help tornado relief tornado victims? Is that true?
Yeah, he heard about all the things that we were doing, because prior to the start of the race, we're going to recognize all the many construction companies and linemen, roofing companies, everybody that have donated their resources and their manpower. We're hosting probably somewhere in the ballpark of 2,300 folks who aided in the relief efforts, and all these great St. Louis companies that rallied together. And you normally they're competitors with one another. Now they're all coming together for such a great cause. So we want to use this as our way of saying thank you to them, for recognizing what they do, and then to showcase to the national television audience and everybody abroad that St. Louis really rallies together when we need it the most, and we show compassion towards one another. So he found out about that story that we're going to be recognizing them. So we're having this post-race concert just to add a little bit more of a way of thank you to them when they come out here for this race.
Wow, that's incredible. So you have the Indy Next race at 3:30 today. That lasts about an hour, if I'm not mistaken, so that should wrap at about 4:30. Then you go Soul Asylum at 4:45, your police tribute laps, which are a must-see, at 6:15, the driver intros at 6:30. So be in your seats early, folks. And is there anything else that people need to know about parking or any other, you know, must-knows as they go into the race today?
Well, you know, if you haven't been to Worldwide Technology Raceway in a while, we've expanded our parking. It's 10 times what we had when we first had this IndyCar race nine years ago. So if you follow the directions, go to 1905 Collinsville Road, streamlined entry. We'll get you in. We'll get you out quick. And I recommend showing up, you know, try to get here around 2 o'clock if you've got a free afternoon, because we've got the driver autograph session. Every single driver on the tour will be there. You can meet them. And that's a great way to kick off the day. So you can come out then. But if you do decide you have to wait until the last minute, we do have a way of getting you in and getting you out of here quick. So that's my recommendation. Punch it into your GPS, 1905 Collinsville Road, and we'll get you taken care of.
What's the best way to get tickets, Chris, if people don't have them in hand right now?
you can go to WWTRaceway.com. That's the best bet. But if you just want to show up at the gate and buy a ticket, we will be there for you. And again, as a reminder, great Father's Day gift. We've got that $66 family package, two adults, two kids, four hot dogs, and four Pepsis for $66. If you're looking for some entertainment, come on out.
That's awesome. I look forward to it. It's been a pleasure to work with you over there through the years, and I will be over there in a little while. Thanks for the visit on KMOX.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Chris Blair, Executive Vice President, General Manager, Worldwide Technology Raceway, IndyCar, taking place there tonight on network TV on a Sunday night for the first time. It's 10:57. We'll be back after the 11 o'clock news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.